Foundations of Amateur Radio. The other day I stumbled on a random post by Gary November 8 Delta Mike Tango, which caused me to view the world in a different way. The post outlined combining a Pluto SDR and an application called SatSagan to measure the frequency characteristics of a coupler. Aside from a detailed description, the post includes a couple of excellent photos showing the Pluto SDR connected to the coupler and the output piped back into the Pluto. Before I continue, a Pluto SDR is a software-defined radio, or SDR. Officially, it's called the ADALM Pluto Software-Defined Radio Active Learning Module. It's essentially a full duplex radio and computer in a box. It runs Linux and connects to the world via USB, and of course radio, unofficially between 70 MHz and 6 GHz. I've talked about this device before. When I say full duplex, I mean that it can transmit and receive at the same time. Gary's post triggered something unexpected in me. The notion that you could use two patch leads, one connected to the transmitter, the other connected to the receiver, joined together by a device that you might want to test. It immediately reminded me of another device that was given to me, a Nano VNA, a device that's specifically designed to measure things like impedance, frequency response, generate Smith charts, and all manner of other characteristics. Not only that, it also reminded me of another device, a Tiny SA, specifically designed to analyze spectrum and to generate signals. Both the Nano VNA and Tiny SA are lovely tools, but in looking at the post, it suddenly occurred to me that their functionality, at least superficially, appears to mirror the Pluto SDR, in that you can create a signal and then measure that signal. Turns out that I'm not the first to make this observation. For example, the YouTube channel, From Concept to Circuit, goes through the process of describing precisely the concepts behind both a spectrum analyzer and a network analyzer while showing the programming code in Python. The channel also provides that code in a GitHub repository which includes several other very interesting examples, like a beamforming transmitter as well as a beamforming receiver, also covered on YouTube. Another example is a tool I already mentioned, SatSagan, by Alberto, India Uniform 1 Kilo Victor Lima, which implements a wideband spectrum analyzer. Although it's Windows only, Alberto includes information on how to run it using Wine under Linux and macOS. As a bonus, SatSagan, in addition to the Pluto SDR, also supports RTL SDR dongles, HackRF, USRP, RSP1, AirSpy, and many others. If text is more your thing, Retrogram Pluto SDR shows a spectrogram in your terminal window. Check out the Romeo 4 Delta 10 November GitHub repository belonging to Rakesh, Victor Uniform 3 Romeo Golf Papa, who says that the Retrogram project is, quote, hacked from, unquote, the RX ASCII Art DFT example, which you can find on the Etus Research GitHub repository. One thing to consider is that the various GitHub repositories I've pointed at will give you access to the moving parts on how all this works. I will mention that my favorite tool in this space continues to be GNU Radio, but I understand that you might not want to roll your own tool from parts. That said, rolling your own is, in my experience, a great way to discover precisely what you don't know and to come away learning more, but then that's just me. Regardless of your chosen tool, I think the takeaway should be that when you try something new, even if it's only new to you, the idea of writing down what you discovered and sharing it is a fantastic way to grow our community. Remember, just because something is old hat to you doesn't mean that it is to the person you share it with. Besides, based on the current global birth rate, there's at least 1,000 babies born during the past 4 minutes, some of whom will become radio amateurs. So, share. Said differently, if you come across a person who has never heard of the Diet Coke and Mentos thing, it's your job to immediately drag them to the nearest grocery store and introduce them. In case you're wondering, XKCD 1053. Now, I'm going to update the firmware on my Pluto SDR and have a play. I already know about the Mentos, but if you don't, you're in for a treat. What are you going to do next? I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.